Government AI for Everyone project. Free, unlimited framework and verification issues. The Government's AI for Everyone project aims to build a free, unlimited general-purpose chatbot for the entire population and an AI agent that helps people use public services. The call for operators closed on August 11, 2026. And key areas for verification include not only the share of domestic models used, but also what unlimited access means in practice, personal data processing, responsibility for erroneous applications, and how results will be disclosed. The call for AI for Everyone operators closed on August 11, 2026, but operator selection, contract signing, and the official launch are separate stages. Under the plan, the service will consist of a free general-purpose chatbot for the entire population and an AI agent that supports guidance and applications for public services. The requirement to use the selected operator's proprietary AI foundation model for at least 50% and models from other domestic companies for at least 30% can be verified only if the measurement criteria for model usage and external audits are also disclosed. Public service application functions require identity verification, explicit consent, final confirmation before submission, processing logs, and correction and cancellation procedures. Whether AI accessibility has improved should be evaluated not by subscriber numbers, but by actual usage gaps, task completion rates, error rates, costs, personal data incidents, and service reliability. The government's AI for All initiative is not simply a project to create a free domestic chatbot. It is a plan to expand access to general-purpose generative AI, use multiple domestic models within the service, and ultimately build an AI agent that supports both guidance on and applications for public services. As of August 17, 2026, the August 11 application deadline for service providers has passed. The application requirements and government objectives can therefore be described as confirmed plans, but the final provider, detailed terms of use, service levels, and official launch date must be verified through subsequent announcements and contract results. Current project status and scope item meaning of the announced plan matters still requiring confirmation. Project stage service provider application deadline was August 11, 2026 selection results, contract signing, and whether a pilot will be conducted launch target seeking to launch a general purpose chatbot and public service AI agent within 2026, exact launch date, and features provided at each stage, eligible users a service intended for the entire population account requirements for minors, overseas Koreans, and foreign residents in Korea usage, cost a structure providing the service free of charge to general users whether paid add-on features and enterprise and API use will be included usage volume. Unlimited usage presented as a core objective fair use policy, speed limits, queues during congestion, and file size limits model composition at least 50% use of the provider's proprietary model and at least 30% use of models from other domestic companies, whether the percentages will be calculated based on calls, tokens, compute, or cost government support, a structure that collaborates with private providers and supports development and operational infrastructure support budget, GPU capacity, support period, and operational funding after support ends, the application deadline does not mean the service has launched. Preferred bidder negotiations, technical verification, contracting, security reviews, and pilot operations may follow, so launch within the year is a target schedule, not an outcome that is already guaranteed. What free and unlimited actually means? Free most likely means that users do not directly pay a fee each time they use the service. It does not mean that the costs of GPUs, electricity, storage, networks, safety evaluations, and customer support required for training and inference disappear. Those costs will be covered through government support, the provider's own funding, or a combination of the two. Unlimited also cannot be assumed to mean that there are technically no restrictions. The following operating conditions may apply to ensure stable service. Rate limits on sending an excessive number of requests within a short period fair use policies, preventing automated bulk calls or account sharing limits on the size of documents and length of conversations that can be entered at one time, separate limits for compute-intensive features, such as image and video generation queues or lower processing priority during periods of heavy usage safety policies, restricting illegal or harmful requests and cyber attacks. The final terms should therefore specify not only the number of monthly messages, but also requests per minute, response speed, context, length, file processing volume, supported features, and whether API access is provided. Free use of a personal chatbot does not mean that enterprise APIs or automated bulk workloads will also be free. Structure of the 50% and 30% domestic model requirements. A distinctive feature of the plan is that it requires multiple domestic AI models to participate rather than using only one company's model. The selected provider's proprietary AI foundation model. At least 50% of total model usage models developed by other domestic companies. At least 30% of total model usage the remainder. An area whose permitted scope and purposes of use must be confirmed in the announcement and contract the two. Percentages add up to 80%, leaving 20% arithmetically. However, this should not immediately be interpreted as a share reserved for foreign models. Whether additional use of the same domestic models, small models for search and classification, safety filters, or separate tools is counted depends on the detailed calculation formula. To verify the percentages, the denominator must be disclosed first. 50% model usage can produce entirely different results depending on the unit of measurement. Measurement basis, advantage potential distortion, number of calls, simple to calculate and explain the percentage can be inflated by sending a large volume of lightweight requests, number of input and output tokens reflects the actual volume of text processed may not sufficiently reflect the cost of images, audio and tool calls, compute useful for comparing technical resource usage, difficult to measure and audit externally, inference cost shows the degree of economic dependence, requires disclosure of internal costs and contracted rates, usage time can show each model's contribution to the service, difficult to reflect differences in processing complexity and quality among models, reliable verification would involve disclosing each model's call volume and token share. The types of tasks processed, inference costs, downtime, and quality evaluations together, rather than merely announcing percentages calculated by the provider itself. Independent audits and reproducible aggregation rules are needed. A high share of domestic models does not necessarily mean technological self-reliance, even if a model was developed domestically. Its GPUs, cloud infrastructure, training data tools, open source components, and semiconductor supply chain may depend on foreign technologies. Conversely, the use of some foreign components does not necessarily mean the entire service is beyond domestic control. The following elements must be distinguished when assessing substantive technological sovereignty. Ownership and usage, rights for model weights the ability to directly modify and retrain models domestically, where inference servers and user data are stored and processed, whether the service can continue operating. If an external supplier terminates its contract, whether domestic operators can directly fix security vulnerabilities and model errors, sources of training data, copyright clearance, and Korean language quality, how it differs from existing free chatbots. Existing private sector free chatbots also support general questions, document summarization, translation, and coding. To differentiate itself, AI for All must demonstrate distinctions beyond price in public service integration, the domestic model ecosystem, universal accessibility, and public accountability. Comparison criterion: typical private sector free chatbot. AI for All plan purpose: acquire product users and expand commercial services, provide universal AI access, and foster the domestic ecosystem. Usage volume free limits and congestion restrictions vary by product. Seeks to offer free, unlimited use, but detailed policies still require final confirmation. Model selection determined independently by the provider requires minimum usage shares for the provider's proprietary model and models from other domestic companies. Public services generally limited to explaining information or providing. Lynx envisions an AI agent expanding from guidance to application support accountability structure, centered on private terms of use and product policies, requires clear division of roles among the government, operating provider, model providers, and relevant administrative agencies, performance. Disclosure companies primarily announce metrics of their choosing, if public funds are used, cost, quality, and safety metrics must be disclosed, any actual advantage must be assessed after launch, by comparing the same tasks under the same conditions. Being free does not in itself mean the service will offer better accuracy, speed, privacy protection, or Korean language performance. Stages of operation for a public service AI agent: a chatbot that explains public services, and an agent that actually submits applications, pose different levels of risk. Safe application support must be designed to distinguish the following stages. Confirm the user's purpose and circumstances. Search official administrative information and provide guidance on potentially applicable programs. Conduct a preliminary eligibility check while informing the user that it is not a final eligibility determination. Explain the required personal information and documents item by item. Draft an application using the information provided by the user. Show the user the receiving agency, entered information, and legal confirmation items again. Submit the application to the official system after identity verification and explicit consent. Provide the receipt number and processing status, and explain how to make corrections or cancel the application. An AI system that is not connected to an official system must not indicate that an application has been completed. Until the administrative agency confirms receipt and issues a receipt number, it must be clearly marked as being in the drafting or submission preparation stage. Personal data and responsibility for incorrect applications. Public service applications may include sensitive data or data with a high potential for harm, such as resident registration information, addresses, family relationships, income, health, disabilities, and bank account information. Operating general conversational functions and administrative application functions under the same data policy increases the risks of excessive collection and secondary use. Essential safeguards include the following: purpose limitation and data minimization. Collecting only the information necessary for each application, task separate notice and user choice regarding whether conversation content is used for model training, disclosure of the scope of data transfers among model providers, cloud operators, and administrative agencies, disclosure of storage locations, retention periods, deletion methods, and standards for processing backup data, multi-factor authentication to prevent account theft and reauthentication at critical submission, stages operational logs with personal data masked and role-based. Access control defenses against prompt injection, malicious documents, and fraudulent government websites. A screen allowing users to review and revise the entire application immediately before submission channels for correcting, canceling, or appealing incorrectly submitted applications. Responsibility must be divided by stage problem scenario, primary area of responsibility, to examine the AI provides guidance on a non-existent support program accuracy of the model and search system, and the operator's verification procedures eligibility requirements are misinterpreted integration. With official regulations, provision of up-to-date information by the relevant administrative agency, and adequacy of the services disclaimers, incorrect values are entered in the application automatic entry logic, pre-submission user confirmation procedures, and correction functions information is transferred to an external model without consent, privacy obligations of the operating provider and contracted data processor. The application is shown as completed even though it was not received by the official system verification of service integration status, receipt number confirmation, and incident handling. The user enters false information, the user's duty to verify and intent, and whether the service induced the error, it is inappropriate to shift all responsibility to the user through a single final confirmation. Stage-by-stage records must be preserved so that model errors, system integration failures, faulty interface design, and user input errors can be distinguished, an easily overlooked issue. Sustainability of an unlimited service for the slogan, free and unlimited, to remain viable over the long term, a total cost structure is needed that covers not only initial GPU support, but also maintenance, model improvements, security responses, and customer support. The possibility that the operator may reduce usage allowances or rely on advertising, data use, or paid features after the support period ends must also be examined during the contracting stage. In particular, answers to the following questions must be disclosed. Will core features remain free after government support ends? What restrictions will apply if inference costs exceed expectations due to user growth? If the provider changes, how will accounts, conversation histories, and public service application records be transferred? If a participating model company withdraws, how will the required model shares and service quality be maintained? What is the target recovery time in the event of an outage or security incident? If public service features are discontinued, who will handle applications already in progress? These are issues of operational sustainability, separate from model performance. If the goal is a service resembling public infrastructure, service level agreements, provider replacement plans, and data portability must also be designed. Metrics for evaluating the AI accessibility, gap, the number of subscribers, or total questions alone cannot show whether AI for all has reduced the gap. Performance must be measured separately across access, quality, safety, self-reliance, and cost. Evaluation area recommended metrics accessibility usage rates by region, age, disability status, and income bracket. Success rates on mobile and low-spec devices. Compliance with accessibility standards, practical use return rate, task completion rate, abandonment rate, and rate of assistance. Requests among digitally vulnerable groups answer quality Korean language factual accuracy, rate of providing supporting evidence, hallucination rate, and time required to reflect the latest administrative information public services, preliminary eligibility check error rate, application completion rate, incorrect application and correction rate, and average processing time, domestic ecosystem, share of calls, tokens, and costs by model. Number of participating companies. Concentration among particular suppliers, privacy and safety, cases of excessive collection, unauthorized secondary use. Security incidents, account theft, harmful response reports, and handling time, operational stability, uptime, response latency, waits during peak periods, and incident recovery time, cost-effectiveness, cost per monthly active user, cost per completed task, and projected operating costs after. Government support ends, publishing only average figures may obscure failures affecting vulnerable groups. Alongside overall performance, the government must disclose disparities among groups, measurement methods, sample sizes, evaluation dates, and external audit results. What users should check after launch, once the service launches. Users should first verify the following for their safety. Whether the operator and official access address match the government's announcement, what is included for free, and what fair use restrictions apply, whether conversations are used for model training, and how to opt out, which companies and agencies receive personal data, whether a public service. Application is merely being drafted, or has actually been submitted, whether revisions and cancellations are possible before submission, whether an official receipt number was issued by the relevant agency, after completion where to report errors or harm, and seek dispute resolution, the success or failure of AI for all does not end with releasing a free model. Its policy objectives can be evaluated only when users can safely complete important tasks, domestic AI companies participate in a verifiable manner, and the costs and outcomes of public funding are transparently disclosed.